WUSA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Four people shot and killed in St. Charles City, Missouri around midnight Friday night. They were all found inside a residence. The dead include a young brother and sister, ages 8 and 10, and their grandmother. Police noticed a suspicious car at the scene, and there was a chase involving gunfire. Police say the suspect also carjacked a woman, stabbing her, but she's expected to survive. A 46-year-old man was later taken into custody. As the government remains in a partial shutdown over the president's demands for a border wall, the president tweeted in part that either we build the wall or we close the border. During an interview, DeMargo, the Republican mayor of El Paso, Texas, how a shutdown of the southern border would impact his community.
It'd be a killer. I mean, we have, in addition to the migrant community that we're dealing with, and that issue, is commerce. We've got 23,000 pedestrians, legal pedestrians, that cross every day. We have commerce trucks back and forth. We have 21 million private passenger vehicles on an annual basis that come north.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The bickering between Democrats and Republicans over a border wall is doing little to ease the concerns of federal workers who depend on a steady paycheck. During an interview on CNN, Tony Reardon, the president of the National Treasury Employees Union, talked about one individual who's unable to pay for his wife's headstone because of the shutdown.
He said that he is brokenhearted over that. That, I think, in some ways kind of encapsulates what's happening to federal workers. Our federal workers do a great service to this country, and to be treated the way that they are is indeed unfortunate.
National Federation of Federal Employees President Randy Irwin says federal employees should start demanding a resolution.
I'm very concerned that we are precipitating, a recession in this country. So the letter writing that should happen is people to the Republican caucus, getting them to have a backbone, stand up to this president, and don't go off the cliff with him by precipitating economic decline by this shutdown.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nielsen went to an Arizona border city Saturday on the second day of a Southwest tour following the recent death of another Guatemalan migrant child in U.S. government custody. Local charity volunteer Zeb Green was helping to distribute cold medicine to sick migrants on Christmas Day and tell CNN just how sick the families are.
They had been inside the Greyhound station, but I heard the manager was taking them out into the cold, and there were so many just incredibly sick children.
So you saw a lot of sick people, I mean children among adults. How young?
Babies, like infants who were incredibly ill, to elderly folks who were also just so sick. And we began passing out cold medicine, and I've never seen in my life people so desperate for cold medicine.
The trip came days after the death of 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso, the second Guatemalan child to die in government custody in 3 weeks. President Trump tweeted from the White House Saturday that the deaths of migrant children at the border are strictly the fault of the Democrats. Gilda Radner was an original member of NBC's Saturday Night Live, and her comedy inspired many who came after her. Love, Gilda is a documentary directed by Lisa Diapolito to be aired on CNN on New Year's Day. Here she highlights the struggles Radner faced.
Even when she was struggling with her eating disorders, there was always a sense of humor. You always wonder if people are funny in real life, and from what everyone told me, Gilda was really funny, and in her journals and her audio recordings, she was really a unique and different person.
She died from ovarian cancer in 1989. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.